Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 11th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are moving over to the book of John. And you might say, what? I thought we were in the passages about grief and consolation during the exile. But this passage fits in because it talks about the many years that it took for the temple to be rebuilt. When the people of Israel were allowed to go back, then they rebuilt the temple and it took some 46 years to rebuild. This is the passage about Jesus having such zeal for God's temple and not approving of all the people who have set up shop in the temple courts. It's also a good reminder that the temple of the Israelites is a metaphor for Christ and his body. The temple where they offered their sacrifices was destroyed and then rebuilt. And Jesus is the ultimate temple. He is the house of God. And though he will be killed on Friday, he is resurrected on Sunday. His body is rebuilt. The temple is restored. So it's a quick passage. It's John chapter 2, verses 13 through 25. The title says, Jesus Clears the Temple Courts. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what had been said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Now, while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. Thank you so much for listening along on this Resurrection Day. This is a liturgy for Sunday's table blessing out of the book Every Moment Holy, which is a collection of liturgies. O God and Father of all, we have gathered at this table in grateful fellowship to share the blessing of this meal at the christening of this new week. We lift to you here our hearts and prayers. For grace and provision in the coming week, we look to you. For the life-giving gifts of your word and your truth, we are thankful. For the joys of life shared with family and friends, we praise you. For the grace to live in grateful humility, we look to you. For the many small blessings and beauties that surround us, we are thankful. For the displays of your majesty and power in our world, we praise you. For the promise of your constant presence, giving hope and comfort and strength and joy in the various moments and labors of the week to come, we bless your holy name. May the rhythms of our petitions and thanksgivings become, in time, like the steady drumbeat in a long and unending song of your faithfulness, O God. Amen.